This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back, baby. We worked out all our problems, and here we are. If you're just joining us, what problems? There were no problems. Everything's just fine.
All good here.
Don't worry about a damn thing.
Right.
Hey, so we're supposed to talk to Matt Nathanson this break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he's ready to go, but he's been doing something on Instagram and Facebook. He started this last night, and he was actually sort of searching the Bay Area trying to find the equipment that he needed. I was noticing yesterday, so he's like tweeting about, hey, I need a certain kind of microphone, or but he managed to get it up and going, and much as many people are doing right now. And so, Matt, are you there?
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
hi.
There. Oh,
hey,
hi.
Matt.
Yay!
Hey,
look at us.
Everybody.
Is everybody on the chat line? This totally feels like the '80s.
It does. Oh my god.
Party line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, this is Mike from Florida. How are you guys doing?
Hey, it's Julie from. Indio. So last night, I'm assuming this is out of just sort of sheer boredom and wanting to stay, you know, relevant in people's minds while this whole thing is going on. You went live on Instagram and Facebook and did like a 35-40 minute concert.
Yeah, it was funny. I did it because I think I'm kind of going a little cuckoo here, and I needed some connection. Before we got sheltered in place, I was down in Los Angeles making a record, and there's just been a lot of, like, not interacting happening, mostly just creating. And so coming home and having to be home, I was losing my mind. I didn't really know how badly I was losing my mind till I did the simulcast thing or whatever, and people started responding, and it was like, oh, yeah, this is what I like. This is the part of this I like. It's nice to have interaction like that. And so I did it. I'm going to do a bunch of them kind of every couple of days, and just kind of randomly post a thing in the morning and be like, how about tonight? See you at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And then play some new songs.
Cool.
And yeah, it was super fun. And I totally had to scramble for gear yesterday. I take so much for granted when I'm like, I'll just shoot on down to Best Buy and get this, or oh, I'll just order this on Amazon and it'll be here.
Right.
And I spent all the day before kind of on with Facebook and figuring out, it's not a particularly smooth system. But anyway, I figured it out. Drove out to the sunset, grabbed a mic from a friend of mine, and then did it. It was great.
Was
hey,
that
Matt,
the mic?
Let's,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go, but let's go back a step. So you're saying that leading up to the sort of self-quarantine, you were down in L.A. making a record. So where are you in that process? Is that just starting? Or?
Well, it was sort of about 2.5 weeks in. So there was a couple more songs to track, and then it was like the fun stuff. I mean, it's fun to track, but then there was the fun stuff like adding other people and doing all that stuff. So we're kind of just in the middle of it.
So the songs are written, though. You're not, you don't plan to have a coronavirus edition, late edition to them.
I have no idea. This could be a triple coronavirus record. I think this could be like the magnum opus of coronavirus, because now I'm home and I have nothing to do. It's like,
right.
I'm gardening. I've been pulling weeds.
Yeah, I've been hoping you'll show shots of your backyard.
Oh, my God. Backyard. Don't even get me started. I have backyard envy on such a large level.
We all do.
Jesus, it looks like a paradise back there.
Well, thank you. I do love it.
Fauna and, like, wolverines and a bunch of other weird stuff.
I do have a pet wolverine now. I hadn't put that on Instagram yet, but you clearly clued into that. No, so you always comment on my garden. I always see you like, oh, my God. Oh. And then yesterday, you did a thing where you're talking about, first of all, I could tell you were going crazy on Instagram because you're swearing a lot more.
I know.
I've noticed that. And then you said, I'm in my backyard. I'm like, turn the damn camera.
No, I got to do that. I'll do it. Next time I shoot a thing, I'll make sure to do it for you. But it was one of those moments where you're like, I always want to bring people into my life, but not so much into my life where, like, if I bump into them on the street, they say to me, like, you know, so how's your daughter? And then they say my daughter's name. It's always a little weird when they're like, and they say my wife's name. They're like, how's so-and-so? And I'm like, wait, do you know my? And so I always feel a little bit like if I show them my backyard and this, so our backyards are all connected with my neighbors. We have like this, which is funny during the time.
Like a common area sort of?
So what we did is we connected like the backyards of my two neighbors behind us have taken down the fence and they put up a trampoline. And then there's a garden. They have a garden
radical.
With food.
You're kidding!
And so, so all four of our backyards, or five, are connected. Like, so you can go up a set of stairs that we built, and it leads to these three backyards, and then there's a little, like, a fence door that leads to the other person's. So everybody's always in, usually, everybody's in everybody's stuff. And now it's like Moulin Rouge. Everybody goes to their decks, and we, like, sing. You know what I mean, to each other.
Are you close with these? These are just random neighbors
you happen to move in with, or you know these people?
Yeah, so it's crazy. So I went to college with the person who owns the house behind us, married totally randomly one morning on like a booty call morning when like I bumped into them on the street and I was like, oh my God, how are you? I haven't seen you since, you know.
And I'm just doing the walk of shame.
And I said, how long have you guys been dating? And they were like, last night. And I was like, well, and then they ended up getting married and having kids at the same time we did. So it's like, it's this crazy.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. And so we all get along and sometimes they show up, you know, like some of them just will like walk in and I'll be like naked and they'll be like, hey, you know, like, hey guys, everybody, I'm naked. So, but other than that,
that's a little, you know, you got to lay ground rules in situations.
Yeah,
like
some people deep boundaries, some people not so deep, even if you say
it. That is it is really a thing in some people's lives. Like, really, you're just going to walk right into my house? I would never do that without at least knocking first.
It's insane, but it's like, and I think we've just kind of come to terms with it. But so we do a walk of like where we all walk. We live real close to a park here in Bernal Heights. And so we stay socially distanced, but we all kind of do this walk every night and kind of hang and...
Oh, like everyone's separated by 10 feet?
Yeah. It's a little like sci-fi, but at least we're together.
Right. At least you're going through it with some people. We were just talking about that, how there are a lot of people who maybe even had some isolation before and now they're really isolated.
Isn't it crazy? This is the time to reach out. Yeah. Isn't it crazy that in a time... Yeah, we left a couple notes in some neighbors. We have some elderly neighbors and... kind of left notes like, hey, if you need anything. But our little group has been going to the store for each other, so someone will say, hey, we're going to the store. Do you need anything? And put together a list. And we have a grocery store in Bernal that's right on Cortland. So,
and I think that'll be a silver lining in this whole thing is that we're actually going to know our neighbors a little bit better. And, you know, the human kindness element of it when, you know, someone that you don't know does for you and you in turn do for someone else. That could be the good thing that comes out of this. We're talking about
As a planet, we haven't experienced anything this universal.
No.
Like, you know, I mean, this
never.
Is every country. This isn't just U.S. So, I guess it'll join us in one way or another.
The irony of it.
Matt Nathanson, who's on with us from his own isolation. Go ahead, Matt.
from the bunker here.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, Vinny, what you said is like, we all share this thing that nobody thinks we share, which is we're all human beings and we all kind of experience all of the same emotional experiences. They might be different experiences that lead us to these places, not to get too hippie on it, but it's like everybody experiences, you know, sadness and happiness and shame and like, and being horny and, you know, all the things that like, and then humans,
well, not everyone.
And then all humans like suppress Sarah. those you know, different ways of kind of not letting those things out. And so it is fascinating that in a time when everybody's kind of isolated from each other, on everybody goes to social media, everybody has their groceries delivered, that like we would have a virus that would make it even more difficult to be together physically. But but all these things that technology has created allow us to be together. You know, like we can do this kind of thing on the phone. You know, we can do, you guys can broadcast out to people. I can do something just quickly from my, you know, the basement of my house. And I watched a meditation thing last night that was incredible, where somebody just meditated. Like they did a meditation thing on their Instagram Live for like 20 minutes. Oh. And it was super rad.
Were they talking like, other people through a meditation, or you were just watching someone meditate?
So it would be like if you did a meditation in a room with somebody, except they're not, nobody's in the room, you know? So it's like they're kind of working through, and it's like it's super soothing to watch and hear somebody walk through these things and hit the bowl. It's very hippie. But it's like it was awesome. And so it's like, so that's what is great about...
You are a hippie, though, Matt.
Dude,
I hope you're not trying to...
Right now, I'm like, I'm wearing a loincloth.
Oh.
And I'm just, and I'm smudging my room.
Dude, you're a heathen now. You've
community,
beyond...
backyard, everything.
Dude,
and I know.
And a big garden. Nicely done.
I'll see you guys out. I'll put flowers in your hair. Well, not you, but you know, I'll put flowers.
Hey, we were just talking about what you mentioned, though. You know, mental resilience is something that many people feel like, oh, I either have it or I don't. And most people wrongly believe they just have it. And then they find out that they aren't well after a period of ignoring it. And being shut in, it's a good time to think about your mental resilience, and whether it's watching some hippie meditate or just reading a book that will help you sort of find some tools to combat loneliness and some of the other stressors that we're going through. It's a good time to work on that.
Yeah.
We're talking with Matt Nathanson, and you. This is absolutely right up your alley. You are like book club guy, poetry guy.
Yeah,
you know, meditation. You'll watch a meditation.
Oh, dude, I always say I'm the hippie who hates people, and loves Slayer. So it's like I'm very.
You're the best kind of hippie, man.
But it's like, but what you're saying is it's true. Mental resilience and this kind of stuff, like, it's a muscle, and so it's the key to it is that you work it up to power, essentially. But what was so great about doing this? I was amazed. I thought I was doing fine.
You were nervous.
And then I got on this thing and I was nervous, and I realized that I'd been kind of like a little bit unfun leading up to it. And then when I did it, all of a sudden there was this release of like, oh my God, I got to connect with people. And it was like, that's so important.
Yeah.
And we forget that in times like this. We, you know, even at our best, we're like, oh, I can read books, I can hunker down. But having a connection with somebody, even just talking to you all, it's like, or somebody listening to you all, that stuff is really crucial.
For sure. Hey, so I know that people in your business are dealing with not like, here you are saying I'm in the middle of making a record and I have to drop everything. I imagine you had to just fly home and immediately get into quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what you had on the books for 2020. Was the tour planned after the record or nothing was planned?
So I was fortunate where I had a bunch of stuff happening that got moved to the fall. And then a couple things are sort of still up in the air there. I'm assuming they're going to get there for June, and I'm assuming they're going to get either moved or canceled, but I didn't have a big tour planned until the fall. So I was super fortunate, and it looks like this might be under control. Obviously by then we don't know, but again, I'm also, everything kind of came to a pretty big, halt. And again, when we don't know the amount of halt we're dealing with, it's sort of you deal kind of day by day.
I mean, who knows how long this whole thing is going to last. And it's just, you know, you got to take your small comforts where you can, whether it's, you know, watching Matt Nathanson live or watching a meditation thing or just sleeping a lot, you know, whatever it is.
Or working on that breakdancing routine that you've always thought, you know. I can pop and lock.
Yeah, you know,
that's
that.
A good
sure.
idea. I'm going to dust off a cardboard box and work in the garage.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I can't think of any reasons. So, Matt, last night you did the first. People can still watch that, right? Does an Instagram Live or Facebook Live stay on forever?
Yeah, I think it gets archived. So it's still there.
All right, so they can watch last night's, and you say every couple days you're going to do these, and you'll be announcing it on Instagram, and you know you're on everything, aren't you? Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
and
yeah, all that stuff. Although I have definitely taken them all off of my phone because I can't stand listening to people tell me their experience and what I should do, which is kind of how in social media happens these days. Everyone's like, you need to do this. And it's like, yeah. I'm trying to just only listen to people who are experts tell me what I'm supposed to do in times like this.
I think you said it really well the other day, but with a lot of F words in it. I thought, oh, that's a good post. I'd love to share that, but you know, no.
Yeah, I said it last night. I started the live stream, and like the second word out of my mouth was the F word. And I was just imagining like a bunch of kids huddled around the television. Like, and it turned out where people were like, my whole family watched your live stream. Like, I got so much feedback where people were like, my daughter was dancing. She's six. And I have this thing with my kid where I pay her a quarter every time I swear. She is a millionaire at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's looking into buying a Porsche.
Well, tell her to stay out of the stock market for now.
Yeah.
You know, when things start coming back, that's the time. Well, listen, we'll let you go. I want to say I've appreciated your presence. I loved the thing last night. I thought it was great. People should definitely go watch that. And Matt Nathanson, you can find him at Matt Nathanson on Instagram. And from there, link to everything else you're involved in. But just thanks
Thank
for
you,
being
Matt.
On
oh,
the
you
show.
Guys. Thanks so much
really
for
cool.
having me. I'm psyched to talk to you. And I'm psyched that you guys are up and running and everything's working and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Too.
That's great.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Matt.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was
fun.
Matt. That was fun. He's great. He
I
was so
him.
Funny on that thing, too. You know, we've seen him live a bunch of times. He's done a lot of stuff for Alice. And we always say after, like, he should almost be a stand-up comedian because he's as good as the songs are and as fun as it is to watch him perform. He'll do 10 minutes in between each song, and you're just laughing your ass off in a festival. He's definitely one of a kind. So let's take a break here. We have a bunch of stuff to catch up on as far as the business of the station goes. And then we'll come back and we'll take a look at the news. Do you have a tease or we're going?
News is next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.